Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
The shopping show.
Join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I read a couple of days ago, just one day after Pearl Harbor Day, about four Eurekans who are honored for their 50 years of service to our community through Rotary Club. They are John Winsler, Al Cernich, Walt Shimasaki, and Ken Stodder. Why do they deserve recognition? Because they have served their country and their community for over 50 years. The motto of Rotary Club is service above self. I've heard that many service clubs are losing members around our nation. That disappoints but does not surprise me, given the ethos of today, which might be summarized self above all else. I'm a baby boomer, and I grew up in Southern California in the 1960s. When people referred to me and my peers as idealists for resisting the draft, protesting the Vietnam War, and other middle-class values that go along with it, I kind of snickered. What ideals? I think my generation aptly was described by Christopher Lash in his book, The Culture of Narcissism. That was published in 1979. The four men Eureka Rotary Club recognized were part of my parents' generation, often referred to as the greatest generation. Perhaps they were. I'll leave that to higher powers to decide. What I do believe is that the boomers, busters, Gen X, millennials, or whatever you want to call the succeeding generations, have a long ways to go to measure up. Those men and women of the greatest generation sacrificed immensely to defeat the great evils of German fascism and Japanese imperialism. After defeating these seemingly implacable foes, they then forgave them, rebuilt their countries, reintroduced them to the world of free nations, and have maintained friendly relations ever since. I wonder if my generation or the younger ones could do the same. Now, Virginia Tech has a basketball team and a coach named Buzz Williams. He may have noticed his players were not paying much attention during the playing of the national anthem. I'm not sure, but for some reason he decided to bring in a group of veterans from all the wars since World War II and have them stand, then sit, on the team's chairs, that's right, where the bench is. With the basketball team facing the veterans, Coach Williams said this, "We did not earn these chairs. These guys, when they were your age, interrupted their lives. They paused their education. They changed their careers. They gave their lives for these chairs. You guys understand what I'm saying? Not us. Not us. And so when the anthem is played, we're going to stand like grown men and we're going to honor men like this so we could have that chair to sit in. That 2.5 minutes will be given to these people who earned these chairs because that freedom allows us to do what we're doing. The anthem played, and I've never seen a basketball team pay closer attention to the mood and the words of the Star Spangled Banner. Service above self. Among other things, that would mean we cultivate a deep and humble appreciation of those who sacrifice in order that we might have life. That's what I'd like to see more of in our community and country. Hats off to the men and women of the greatest generation who served dutifully so we could sit in the chairs of opportunity and freedom." This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.